Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Toisvis Shiur Brochois Daf Nun Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Toisvis using the popular Gemara marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Today's Tosfos begin on Daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis, for there are no Tosfosin on Brochas Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph. So we look at the Nun Zayin Omid Beis, Dibor Masa Horoya Marklis, and by the way, note that the next Tosfos has the same Dibor Hamaschil. The issue dealt with is one who sees an idol like the Marklis. The Gemara had mentioned in the lower quarter of the daf, and in the wide lines, that if one sees a markalis, so a brocha is recited. Blessed be the Almighty who has the attribute of long suffering vis-a-vis those that are transgressors. The Tosfos at the top says Horoya Marklis, but Tosefta Tnan Bimkoim Marklis Tahocha, instead of Marklis that we have in our version, Avidas Kechavim. So it would read Horoya Avidas Kechavim. The Imkain Lav Dafka Marklis, and if that be the case, if we accept that Girsa, so we're not limited to the Marklis idol, which was a set up of stones that were pelted in its idolatrous service. Elo lefi, so if that be the case, so then what about our text that does feature the Marklis? Elo lefi shebimekoimu shel tano hoyu ovdim lo. It seems that if we accept the Tosefta version of Avodah Zorah in general, idols in general, then we would want to try to resolve our text with the Tosefta that Tosis is referring to, and simply Tosis suggests that our Tana in the that features Marklis is only using that as a current example, an example that was visible or common in the environment of that particular Tana who taught the source. But nowadays, Tosfos says, "Ein onu regim uvarech." We won't say this bracha. Lefishanu royim oisa b'chol yoim. We see idolatry every day. Now, Tosfos, on a basic, just on a historical basis, lived about. We'll say they existed around 800 years ago, approximately. 800 years ago from this particular recording, in Central Europe, and idols like the ones featured in the Gemara were probably not common in that part of the world, but what was common was the Catholic Church, and it could very well be that Tosfos, when he refers to that we see idolatry every day, is making reference to simply that we see churches and specifically the Catholic Church, which is characterized by figures and we'll call them idolatrous structures that are part of their ritual observance. So Tosfos is saying that we see them every day. People who are familiar with many communities around the world will notice that on every second street corner there is another church. So we see them every day. V'chol hanoch amroyim amru li'el, all of the different brochas that are cited over sightings, the haroyim, who one sees the sea, one sees a rainbow, that those all of the different brochas that gave way to the name of this perek haroe. So it was said before the havi mishloishim yoim lishloishim. Only if you see them on an occasional basis, and the term occasional defined by 30-day gaps. But if you see these phenomena every day, including seeing idols every day, then the brocha will not be said. The next choice is Horoi Marklis, Pirush Ri, Lo Yodana Amai Nokat Marklis, Yosem Mishar Vodis Kechavim. It's very interesting to note the re seems to be coming from a situation where he wasn't aware of the Tosefta that the previous Tosfos made reference to, because in the previous Tosfos says, yeah, there is a Tosefta that says one who sees any Avodah Zarah, and as we just got finished learning, Tosfos resolved the text that we have with that Tosefta by simply saying that our text is simply citing an example of any Avodah Zarah, but the Re is fixed on the text that we have specifically and literally. It says, I don't know why did the Tana choose Markalus over any other Avodah Zarah. So it seems that the Re builds either the Re or the Tosfos, he says Venera Li, that we are actually going to draw a conclusion from the Markalus example. So Venera Li, so Tosfos apparently is a type of response to the Re who says, I don't know why he chose Markalus. So Tosfos responding to the Re says, the Ein Tzorch Levarach Rak B'Mokom Sheboinim Akum. The bracha is when you arrive at a place that they are building an idol. They are building a statue or some other item that is worshipped. Oy Shehu Amdo Shomei Chodesh, or something that was set up very recently. V'lekach nokat Markalus, and that's why Markalus is the example, because it is something that is actually always under construction. Sheroygmin bo avonim b'chol yoim. Its method of worship was by adding stones to it every day, in effect a type of renewal on a daily basis. This next word could be read either kemigdal akum or possibly kemigadel akum, one who is building an idol all the time. Avo lo al akum kavua sham mikodem. But the bracha would not be said, according to this approach that Tosfos is taking, on an old akum, some type of old idol that has been standing there for a long time. And now Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi yesh, there is a comment made in the Yerushalmi that says as follows. Nekro akum mimokom echod venosna lemokom acher. A transported idol. So, bemokom shin nosna, omer, in the new place where it's been reestablished or set up anew, Boruch shenosan erech apayim le'oivrei rutzano. The bracha that we featured before, where the blessing of the Almighty is for his attribute of long suffering for those who are transgressors of his word and his will. Uvemokim shenekra, Omer, regarding the place, if you chance upon the place that the Avodah Zarah, the idol, was uprooted from there, you say, Boruch she'okar avodis kechov mazolos min hamokom hazeh, where we acknowledge, we praise the Almighty, who caused the uprooting of the idolatry from that particular place. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.